sold thousands in your home, and we'll ship it to you free. The best collection you've ever heard? Send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rafe. And I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
You're a shovel. Come on.
Oh, real nice coming from a rake. Ooh, get these heavy leaves off me. Hey, man, my last gig, I almost got electrocuted, nearly drowned, and went head-to-head with a metal pipe. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
It doesn't take the sharpest tool in the shed to call 811.
Our guy calls every time he digs. The mailbox, landscaping, the deck. Oh, man, that was a big job.
Oh, remember that?
Oh, that was a big one.
Yeah, remember.
Calls every time? Cool.
Calling 811 is so easy, any tool could do it. It's quick and easy. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone. Calling 811 before digging prevents utility outages, legal hassles, and personal injury.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
St. Paul's Evangelical Church is holding a combination garage and rummage sale and free car wash on Saturday from 8 to 1:30. The car wash is sponsored by St. Paul's Youth Group and will be open at 10 a.m. The rummage sale takes place in the church's multi-purpose room, and the garage sale will be on the parking lot across Warson Road. Find out more about St. Paul's by calling 314-993-0015 or visiting stpaulsefree.org. News to you from AM 920.
In our Do You Know Your Stuff hot seat today is Doctor of Optometry, Dr. Mary.
Hi, how are you, Doc?
Good to be here, guys. Fire away.
Which of the following can be detected during an eye exam? Diabetes, high blood pressure, brain tumors, heart disease, or multiple sclerosis?
All of them.
She's right.
Really? No way!
Really?
They can detect multiple sclerosis through an eye screening?
Not an eye screening, an eye exam. By an optometrist. The eyes are literally windows to your health.
Brain tumors have been detected during an eye exam?
Yes, and high blood pressure and diabetes.
Then answer this. Why did the optometrist climb the mountain?
Because he could see better up there.
Oh, geez. Good.
A message from the American Optometric Association and your local doctor of optometry. Test your IQ at AOA.org.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love, must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad, not run away when they see what I look like in the morning, must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day, likes to go for long walks or runs, want to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry, a companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
I know she didn't go out that night to do this deliberately, thinking I'm going to take someone's unborn child, but she did make that wrong choice.
A true story by Stephanie Emery.
We were hit head-on by a female drunk driver. I was pinned in the car for over an hour and then airlifted to a hospital. That night, I lost a daughter that I never got to hold, never got to see. I don't have pictures of, don't have memories of. She was told not to get in the car behind the wheel because she was drunk, and she did.
A message from the Illinois Department of Transportation and this station.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
Okay, so if a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point. That's where we would say, go here, this is safe, Dad will be here. We meet there, we'll be fine.
Well, we would probably just meet out in front of the house.
I'm meeting place at our neighbor's house because she is my mom's good friend.
We all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop. The reason for the bus stop is simply because nobody's going to be there. No buses, no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Attention, senior friends. Every day here in St. Louis, there is a child who needs you. Your warmth, your hugs, your unselfish inspiration. Answer that need by becoming a foster grandparent. Call Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297. If you are 60 years of age or older, income eligible, and can share just 20 hours a week at a designated site, as a foster grandparent, you are a paid volunteer and receive reimbursement for your transportation. And of course, there is the joy of knowing you have made a difference in the life of a child. Open your arms and your heart wide. A child is there waiting for you. Join us, 918-2297. Cartner Ritter Senior Services at 918-2297.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Time now for another edition of The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell me brothers, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me brothers, how can this go?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can
this end? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this go?
Power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile,
Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brother, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of the uplift and the liberation of our people. Go back. Join the NAACP if you want to. Join the Urban League. Join the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join Bush. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organized.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Look, I think if there's a reason why we were listening to Minister Farrakhan this morning. I love what he says. Go back and join these different organizations. Well, I got some stuff I need to say. Now that the weekend has passed with the Urban League's little thingamajig downtown, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what it says about St. Louis, what it says about the Urban League, what it says about how people of African descent are viewed in this city. I'm telling you, there is stuff that happens here in the city of St. Louis that doesn't happen anyplace else. There is a malaise in this city. There is an energy in this city. There is a psychological beatdown that takes place from the moment the sun rises to the moment that the sun sets. I mean, there are attempts at this psychological beatdown. And if you are not prepared, if you don't put your armor on, if you don't step outside your house with understanding that there is an energy out there trying to beat you down, oh, baby, you're going to get the beat down. You gon' get the beat down. That's a technical legal way of expressing it. You gon' get the beat down. I want to talk about that when we come back. I want to talk about St. Louis and the challenges that confront us, the opportunities that confront us, and the national connection of this. Y'all need to stay tuned because I got some stuff to say this morning. I got some stuff to say. Why did Urban League make you pay for every event? Why did it make you pay? Oh, we have stuff to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Over on the east side, southbound Illinois 3 at 255 and Palmer Road, look for an accident. That's at Palmer Road. Look for slow traffic as a result. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for heavy volume going on. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for traffic to be rolling at the speed limit, but it's starting to stack up somewhat. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for everything to be on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume already. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. It's starting to look a little sluggish in those right lanes as you try to approach the 70 overpass. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255 looks good, except for the slowdowns at the exchange. And then again from northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for some slowdowns around the 44 exchange. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90 this evening, mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same. Mostly sunny both days with a high in the low to mid-90s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 67 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 71. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
The YWCA Head Start program can help your child to get a head start on lifelong learning. Head Start is hosting back-to-school fairs from 9 to 6 during the week of August 6th. The fairs will take place at 5 different Head Start centers to enroll new and returning children for the upcoming school years. The fairs will offer health screenings, school physicals, and school supplies. Find out more by calling 314-427-4940 or call the YWCA Head Start Center nearest you. Something for you from AM 920.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back. This is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. And before I get into my discussion of the Urban League, I've got some, I guess tragic news I have to share with you. I just got this over the email, and I don't know if a lot of you are aware of this, but, I don't know, it's always difficult delivering bad news like this, so bear with me as I try to get through this and share this with you. This is coming out of Texas. A tragic flood this morning destroyed the personal library of George W. Bush. The flood began in the presidential bathroom where both of the books were kept. Both of the books have been lost. A presidential spokesman said the president was devastated as he had almost finished coloring the second book. The White House tried to call FEMA, but there was no answer. Ah! He lost both his books. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. Feel free to share that one at work today when you're out amongst your BDs, your Bush defenders. Tell them that you feel the pain of the flood in the bathroom. In the presidential library of George W. Bush, where both his books were destroyed. And dang it, he almost finished coloring the second one. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that. It's all right. Revolution@LizBrown.com. That's revolution@LizBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff. I can't tell you how much stuff we have because we just have so much of it. 1-877-920-WGNU. And I want to get back to this. I don't know. How do I say this? Observation that I have about this town. I've been doing a lot of reflection upon the city of St. Louis, especially in light of the big stories that are coming at us. The big stories, the concerns, the issues that may find themselves at our front door. But I'm looking at this issue of the Urban League's presidential, they're having their convention. I've talked to several folks. Now granted that I did not conduct a survey. I did not have my wake-up call reporters all up and down the streets of St. Louis counting the people that participated. But I will tell you this. Based on the people that I've talked to and based on some personal observations that I made when I drove downtown trying to verify what I had been told, it's an amazing thing. You have a national organization that's bringing presidential candidates, and we can't fill the joint up. There weren't 10,000 people downtown. You can feel 10,000 extra people downtown St. Louis because there's nobody downtown St. Louis, for real. It's my understanding that they did not have a whole lot of people sign up to come in. And the other piece of it is that, here, check this out. How many of you knew that Erykah Badu and Tina Marie were performing at the Fox? or POW? I'm not sure which one. POW, like that. There you go. How is it that Erykah Badu and Tina Marie can come to a venue like the POW or the Fox and the place is only halfway filled? Tell me why. Because nobody knew. Nobody knew. And then I think about the babies, and this is the thing that really, 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 really just galls me. But it speaks to the fights that we're engaged in every day. Here we have the Urban League. Okay, you bring presidential candidates into town, right? Barack was show here. Heck, Bloomberg was here from New York. He should have brought some New Yorkers with him because they sure will show weren't a whole lot of people here. That aside, Hillary was here. Edwards was here. Okay, I get it, I get it, I got it, I got it. Again, got it, get it, get it, got it, get it, got it. It's presidential election. Historic presidential election. First time in the history of this country that if you measure a presidential candidate by the amount of money and that money equals viability, then we have viability of a woman as a presidential candidate and viability of an African man as a presidential candidate. That's historic for this country. And this is during the time of war. There are so many topics that kids get. How is it that you this the if anything, the Urban League should have had the joint filled with kids? It's summertime for crying out loud. The joints, every one of those rooms should have been full up, and they weren't. They weren't. They weren't. Barack Obama had the most people, but the rooms weren't filled up. Why? Because that is the disconnect that they have with this city. How are you gonna charge babies? And that same Urban League wants to get on the television set and talk about the state of education. How is it that you can even form your mouth around the word education when you had a teachable moment here in the city of St. Louis and you didn't teach? Everything that they had, you had to pay for. Just about every single thing they had, you had to pay for. It's ridiculous. And it speaks to this city. I know people that didn't go, I ain't giving Jim Buford a dime. After he just helped destroy the schools, I ain't giving him a dime. After he helped carry the water for all those things that hurt and harm our children, I ain't giving him a dime. I heard a lot of that. I get that. I understand that. Completely understand that. Supportive of that. However, so it's almost like a perfect storm of non-attendance. First of all, it's in St. Louis, and you have a hard time getting conventions to come to St. Louis, downtown St. Louis, because there's nothing to do, nowhere to go. I guess when the boat opens up, that'll be a bigger draw. How sad is that? So you have that. Who wants to come to St. Louis? You have the disconnect of the city and Jim Buford. For those that know about the connection between Jim Buford and the Urban League. And then you have an event that makes you pay for almost everything that you attend. A perfect storm of non-attendance. You know, and I normally don't have to do this, but I'm gonna have to correct myself. Yeah, there is something going on in the city of St. Louis. That's right, the Ballpark Village. Y'all get your shopping done? You don't have to go to the Galleria anymore because there's the Ballpark Village, right? That's, again, another perfect example of how things work in the city of St. Louis. Lies wrapped up in lies, big lies told in order to get big boys more money. Tell you what, it's almost like maybe downtown St. Louis is cursed. I said the ballpark is cursed. Maybe downtown St. Louis is cursed. What was the name of the shopping mall that was supposed to be downtown? Not the America Center. The one that's next to Dillard's and stuff. The whole shopping thing. But anyway, we have Dillard's closed downtown. We have all of the department stores closed downtown. St. Louis Center. We have St. Louis Center that nobody, that, how does that bust? Oh, that's right. You killed all the bus routes downtown. You killed people from coming downtown and shopping. So that, the America Center died. Well, I guess the ballpark village is going to die too. Because the whole area is cursed. Cursed, I tell you, cursed! My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My goodness. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
I went to the Urban League Career Fair, and one of the things, two major things that I noticed, and that was the absence of other organizations that are in our community trying to do the same thing. New Beginnings, the Slate, St. Louis Community College, and Better Family Life, they were X'd out of any opportunity to, you know, provide the same kind of service to the people. Another thing I noticed is as soon as you walk in the main area where the career booths were, the first thing you see is Anheuser-Busch handing out beer to everybody. And that makes no sense why, you know, people are going to try and look for jobs and the first thing they see is a bar.
Well, no, I guess it makes sense if it's a bunch of black folks, they just want to get, they, I guess that's how they think of it.
Again, it could have been exploited, you know, whoever planned this thing, it was just stupid.
Was it well attended?
No, it was quite sparse, you know, because I went late Thursday, and then on Friday I spent approximately 5.5 hours from the early afternoon on, and it was sparse. They had plenty of laptops available for people to do searches and, you know, various, I think it was like two or three major technology companies, and then Urban League had their own laptops, and it just everywhere you went, you know, it was mostly kids and they're playing. And it just was not the type of, you know what you would see at a Kwanzaa Expo or something like that. It was just nowhere near that.
Well, it's nowhere near where the urban, I mean, we had presidential candidates coming. There should have been people that were pouring out of everywhere.
Now, the traffic wasn't even bad.
Yep. Then there weren't people downtown.
All right.
Okay. Okay. All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me, because we have, well, this is the wake-up call. We have much business to tend to. Huh, the Supreme Court chief, 52-year-old man. Seizure? How come we didn't know anything about his seizures? Oh, Lord. 52-year-old man. Falling down at his brand new home that he bought after he got his get. I ain't mad at you. Go get your stuff. But falling down. A non-benign seizure. But I'm also hearing reports that, oh, he will have another one, because he had one before. And if you have one unexplained seizure in your life, the older you get, the more frequent the other seizures are going to be. They're saying that there's a 60% that he experiences another similar seizure. Do you hear me? A 60% chance of that. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I ain't done here. D.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the day to you.
Thank you so much. And not only that, he had the first one 10 years ago when he was 42.
Uh-huh.
So you can anticipate some more.
Oh, yeah.
I think this man needs to get off. I think he needs to be, retired.
Mm.
Because I can see now why he's making such crazy decisions.
Mm.
Have a good day.
Take
Doctor.
Care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Can I read a story to you all? Can I read a story to you all? At least it's a long story. It's a long story. I tell you what, I'll share it with you in the 7 o'clock hour. It's a murder case. It's a U.S. attorney that's been fired, and it's a murder case. Alice? Oh, Alice, how deep does this rabbit hole go? How deep does this rabbit hole go? I can tell you some things, though. Apparently folks are listening to the wake-up call. After we did our show on formaldehyde in the FEMA trailers that they stuck people in after Katrina, the FEMA has said, and remember, these is formaldehyde that's causing nosebleeds, causing seizures, causing all kinds of problems for citizens. Formaldehyde levels off the chain. FEMA said, we don't care, we're going to sell these trailers. Our government is saying that they're going to sell formaldehyde-ridden trailers. After the wake-up call, FEMA came out, chief spokesperson said, First, their chief of staff or the chief spokesperson said, "I don't care when we're gonna sell or donate formaldehyde trailers." And now they've come out and said, "Well, we're reviewing a number of our policies, and we won't be doing that. We don't think we're going to be doing that." That's after the wake up call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Well, yeah, you got to ask the question. It's a good question, Howard. I wonder who they were going to give or sell those trailers to. I don't have to wander long. 1-877-920-WGNU. I guess our good government would say, you know what? Y'all been complaining about affordable housing. Take this, sit down, and shut up. So what? Just buy more Kleenex. If your nose is bleeding, just buy more Kleenex. Take these formaldehyde trailers. You've been pitching and moaning about it. By the way, Congress is talking about they want to give themselves a raise. After all, we did get an itty-bitty, teeny-weeny, yellow polka-dot bikini minimum wage raise, right? And the Congress says, whoo, after all that work, we need a $4,000 raise. $4,400 cost of living. That would take their salaries to nearly $170,000. Campaigning last year, Democratic leaders said it would be wrong for Congress to accept a pay hike unless it raised the minimum wage. Well, that happened on Tuesday. The minimum wage rose from $5.15 an hour to $7.24.5 an hour, but that's not going to be until 2009. I wonder, and maybe because I don't know all of the technical ins and outs and goings on of the United States Congress, they don't send me memos on everything. Maybe this wage increase that they want to vote themselves in, this $4,400 a year increase to their salary, maybe that won't take effect until 2009 either. You think? Yeah, if you believe that, I got something else to sell you. How about this? You get a pay raise, and it doesn't take effect until 2009, like the little minimum wage increase that you gave everybody, all these other folks. How about that? My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Kill me, brother. Help me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Good Morning America co-host Robin Roberts has just made an announcement on the show.
I have breast cancer, as my family here knows, my family at home knows, and very, very blessed and thankful that I found it early.
And Roberts says her prognosis is good. It was a seizure that felled Supreme Court Justice John Roberts and caused his collapse on a dock at his summer home in Maine. ABC's Dick Ratner has more.
Medical tests are being run on the Chief Justice at a Maine hospital. The fall at his summer home there, according to a Supreme Court aide, was caused by a seizure. John Roberts has now had a neurological exam, which, according to an official statement, revealed no cause for concern. Damage from the fall, just a few minor scrapes.
The diabetes drug Avandia remains on the market. An advisory panel urged the FDA not to ban it, despite one study that suggested it raised the risk of heart trouble. ABC's Lisa Stark explains.
The 1 million diabetics in the U.S. who use Avandia can continue to do so. But the FDA advisory committee did agree that the drug increases the risk of heart attack. One FDA scientist had urged that Avandia be withdrawn from the market, but others in the FDA disagreed, and the committee ultimately felt the evidence was not conclusive enough to pull the drug.
The FBI and the IRS staged a search at the home of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. ABC's Andy Field tells us it's part of a corruption probe.
The FBI and IRS not commenting on the unusual search of a U.S. senator's home. The senator is Republican Ted Stevens of Alaska. The Justice Department has been checking into the seven-term senator's dealings with a wealthy contractor as part of a public corruption probe. Stevens asking his voters for patience, saying he'll comment after the investigation's complete.
It doesn't take much to get hooked on nicotine, and it doesn't take long. A University of Massachusetts study has found that a young smoker can start feeling powerful cravings in just 2 days of their first cigarette. This is ABC News.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
You better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Aflac for Small Business presents today's small business tip. Nobody knows your small business better than you. Use this knowledge to promote your products or services by offering a course, seminar, or demonstration in your area of expertise. This can be an inexpensive way to educate the community about your company while also establishing expert credibility in your field. This small business tip was brought to you by Aflac for Small Business, providing insurance value for your small business. To find out more on this topic and other small business tips, go to aflacsb.com.
Barbara Walters says at least one new co-host has been hired to enjoy The View.
We have had all kinds of rumors about who our new moderator and our panel members may be. Everybody under the sun has come up to me and wanted the moderator.
I know. Me too. People ask me too.
All kinds of professions. Well, we are going to announce later this week who it is. So it's a big week for us.
She's still not saying, but she denied a report that posh spice Victoria Beckham is the one. Some say the smart money is on Whoopi Goldberg. Faith Hill didn't mince words when she scolded a fan for grabbing her husband Tim McGraw in a very personal area while they were both on stage in Lafayette, Louisiana. Shouting through her mic, Hill said, "Somebody needs to teach you some class, my friend. Very disrespectful." A video of Faith calling the woman out is all over the Internet. The new members of Vanity Fair's Best Dressed Hall of Fame include George Clooney, film director Sofia Coppola, and TV anchor Anderson Cooper. Best Dressed Couples include Brangelina, Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, and David and Victoria Beckham. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, St. Louis County Police are investigating the fatal electrocution of a teenager early yesterday morning. 16-year-old Christopher Morgan was killed at the old Mapping Agency facility on South Broadway. The building hasn't been in use in over a decade, but electricity is used to light the parking lot. A family member says Morgan was in the building with three others and grabbed a live wire. The other three teenagers were led away from the site by police a few hours after the incident. A local professor has started an online assault prevention program. Jackson Nickerson is a Washington University professor and the co-founder of Nformed.net. Nickerson says about one in four women are the victim of an attempted sexual assault while they are in college. He says the biggest risk period is the first semester of freshman year, which is the target audience for the new website. The website includes interviews with young adults talking candidly about their experiences. Several colleges nationwide have signed up for the program. Finally this hour, a Falcon made a rough landing in St. Louis yesterday afternoon. Witnesses say the Falcon swooped down after a pigeon and hit the side of a van downtown. The driver of the van says he stopped and the bird walked out from under the vehicle. The Falcon tried to take off again, but hit another van. Police arrived on the scene and stopped traffic until animal control arrived. The Falcon is being treated at the World Bird Sanctuary in Valley Park. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Washington Elizabeth, look for delays there as well. Northbound 270 at 44 all the way in Doherty Ferry, look for delays. Consequently, eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some slowdowns at that exchange. Southbound Illinois 3 over on the east side from 255 into Palmer Road, look for slow traffic due to an accident at Palmer Road. Expect delays. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for traffic to be building, especially in the left-hand lanes as you get onto the bridge, and then in the right-hand lanes as you get off the bridge heading southbound on 55. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road, look for heavy volume going on there. And eastbound 70 from East Diversity Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90. This evening, mostly clear, low around 70. For Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same. Mostly sunny both days with a high and a low to mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 67 degrees. Lambert Field has 72, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. More with Liz on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that the below me.
Revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk
the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at what is my email? revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. I love a good protest. Yes, I do. I love a good protest. I love a good civil action. I love a good looking into the face of power and saying, you know what, I ain't scared of you. All you are about is making money at the expense of the rest of us. I love it. I love a good fight. In the wee hours of July 14th, not too long ago, was that 1, 2, 3 weeks ago? In the wee hours of July 14th, a 45-year-old Australian, you know then that's somebody that's from Australia, named John Patterson. John Patterson climbed onto a tank, or climbed into a tank, and he drove the tank through the streets of Sydney. And what did he do with this tank? What did John Patterson do with this tank? He knocked down six, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cell phone towers. He knocked down an electrical substation along the way. John Patterson, who was he? A former telecommunications worker. He had mapped out the locations of the towers, and he said, you know what, they're messing with my head and my health. I'm knocking them down. Protesters in England and Northern Ireland have brought down cell towers by sawing them down, by removing the bolts, by pulling them with tow trucks and ropes. In one case in England, locals bought the structure and sold off pieces of it as souvenirs to help with the funding of all the future protests against cell phone towers. In Germany, because they can't help but want to put their hands out for the money that businesses get for allowing cell phone towers to be put on their property. Churches in Germany are disguising their cell phone towers as giant crucifixes. Now, people in the UK, that would be the United Kingdom, They are opposed to cell phone towers, not just because they look bad all over, scattered all over, everywhere. But they also talk about potential health effects of EMs, electromagnetic fields. And it's not just the cell phones that they're worried about. There's one area in London. They're considering the suspension of all wireless technology in its schools. Why? Because a scientist by the name of Fred Gilbert, a respected scientist, president of the Lakehead University in Ontario, banned wireless internet on his campus. For decades, concerns, people have been bringing up concerns about the health effects of this quote-unquote extremely low frequency fields. We're going to talk about this some more. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. Getting ready to take a break, but we ain't done here.
Do you think you've been discriminated against at work or when applying for a job? It's unlawful for an employer to harass you or treat you differently because of race, color, gender, national origin, age, religion, pregnancy, or disability. The law also protects you against retaliation for complaining about discrimination. Call the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission anytime, any day. 1-800-669-4000. Equality at work. Your right, EEOC's job. Something for you from WGNU.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Cell phones. You know, I'm guilty. I'm sitting here with my cell phone right in front of me. I am always very concerned about the possibility of me forgetting my cell phone. You know, I'm very, very concerned about the possibility of me forgetting my cell phone. And so I am hooked on my cell phone, as many of us are hooked on our cell phones. And if they do discover all of these crazy possibilities of what happens when we use cell phones, it's going to be very hard for any of us to remove ourselves from. How do you separate yourself from this world that you've created with cell phones? And for decades, there have been concerns about the health effects of these extremely low frequency fields. People living close to large power lines or working next to heavy electrical equipment are spending a lot of time in these electromagnetic fields that are generated by those sources. But in the past decade, suspicion has spread to cell phones and other wireless technologies, which operate at frequencies that are millions to tens of millions of times higher, but at a lower power, and the fact that they are pulsed. And then there is your cell phone, your laptop, and your other wireless devices, which not only receives signals, but they also send pulse signals at high frequency. And because it's usually close to your head or your lap when you use them, the fields that are experienced by your body are stronger than the fields that are experienced from your cell tower right down the street. Huh. And there are some scientists out there that are saying that, and these are also, they're joined by technology critics. They're reminding us that our bodies constantly generate electrical pulses. That's part of the normal ways that our body functions. And these folks are saying, there's another school of thought out here that's saying that the incoming radiation from our modern technology may be messing up those electrical pulses that our bodies send out naturally. Now, with hundreds of billions of dollars in sales at stake, you thought that the tobacco industry had a whole lot of money at stake? They've got nothing on what's at stake with this telecommunications industry and cell phones. So with hundreds of billions of dollars at stake, what do you think that industry is going to tell us about how cell phones impact our health? Before the digital revolution, that's where we're in right now, they had a lot of studies. In fact, a long line of epidemiological studies. And they compared people who were exposed to a strong, low-frequency field, people that lived right there. I mean, we've had power lines forever, and there have been studies about those people that live where these power lines are. People that live where military radar exists. And one solid outcome of that research was that there increased rates of childhood leukemia. Some studies have found that there's been an increased amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. You know what that is? That's the Lou Gehrig's disease. Higher rates of breast cancer amongst men and women. Immune system dysfunction. Are we safe? And the better question is, it certainly is as important of a one. Are we safe, and who do we have out there that would be willing to tell us that we're not safe when there are hundreds of billions of dollars at stake? Who do we have out there that would be willing to tell us, you know what, this stuff ain't safe? There's some people out there still believe that tobacco's not bad for you. There's still people out there, there are still people out there that believe that tobacco is not bad for you. Oh, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have stuff to tend to. And please don't forget, we have some wonderful new advertisers. And I'm really excited at the response, and I'm encouraging all of you to get out there and show your support. You tell me all the time, I love the wake-up call. The wake-up call is important. Well, go out there and support the advertisers. That's how you prove that I want, okay, if you love me, I need proof of that. Y'all need to go out there and tend to the advertisers and make this show possible. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. The number is 315-7075. You need a professional. You need more than that. You need a certified cleaning expert. And that's what Russell's Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning is. It's summertime. I know you've had people in and out your house. I know you have carpets that need to be cleaned. I know you have hallways that need to be cleaned. I know you have furniture. You sit on something, and I know it needs to be cleaned. So you need to call Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning. Decades and decades and decades of experience. The best equipment. Timely, professional. Give Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning a call at 315-7075, 315-7075. And Archie's All-American Cafe, you got to eat. Get your dog on at Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the Loop. Black-owned, open Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the Loop. They have your chili dogs, your St. Louis dogs, your crowd dogs, your Reuben dog, your pizza dog, your cheese dog. And if you don't eat meat, they have soy hot dogs, too. They have beef. They have soy. They have turkey. They have kosher beef. They have Polish sausage. You need to get on down to Archie's. They deliver. You can call ahead. Call-in orders are taken all the time. The number is 678-3397. Breakfast is all day. All day. And on Friday is Fish Friday, 4 p.m. to midnight. You're looking for a snack around late on Saturday? Get on over to Archie's All American Cafe, 6277 Delmar, right there in the Loop. Friday is Fish Friday, Fish Friday, 4 p.m. to midnight. You support the wake-up call, then support the advertisers that make the wake-up call possible. I'm looking at y'all. Y'all need to get on out to these advertisers. Get your dog on it. Archie's, get your carpet clean with Russell's. Come on. That's what we do. That's how we roll here. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
Morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Eastbound 40 between 94 and the Boone Bridge. Look for a disabled vehicle. Right lane's blocked. That's east of Highway 94. Heavy volume as a result. Southbound 170 from Olive through Del Mar. You've got road construction reducing it to two lanes. It's backed up through Page and expect slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. You have a slow go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across into the landing. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from West 4th Central Washington Elizabeth. Look for delays there. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and Doherty Ferry. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass all the way into 270. Look for a very slow go down in that direction. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for delays. southbound 170 from 270 through Hanley. Look for slowdowns there as well. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. And westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving slowly into the landing. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90 this evening, mostly clear, low around 70. For Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same, mostly clear both days, highs in the low to mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 67 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Energy Care is once again providing window unit air conditioners for low-income families. The summer cooling program is for homebound St. Louis City and County residents who have a severe medical need for a cool environment. Energy Care staff will visit your home and install the air conditioner. To request or donate an air conditioner, call 314-773-5900. Something for you from WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go their way. Can't put it all another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Oh, Charles Quincy Troop, Alderman Troop, good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great as well.
Very good.
You know, I was listening to you this morning. I just had to call. I think the thing that most people don't know as it relates to smoking is that nicotine is one of the most addictive drugs on earth. And there's no other legal drug on earth that addicts people like nicotine. And people who smoke, they don't think of themselves as drug addicts because nicotine is legal. And alcohol is one of the most destructive drugs on earth. And they don't think of it as a drug because it's legal. And that's what I hear young people when you start trying to compare nicotine to crack, cocaine, heroin, or the other the psychotropic drugs. Young people, they dismiss it because it's legal. And I think that's the main thing is, and it's destructive. If, you know, how could you have something that's killing 4 million people a year?
Oh, 1,500 people.
Nicotine cigarettes killed 400,000 or something like that a year in this country. And I think it was like, I don't know the number, somebody could call in. I think it was like 4 million related deaths to smoking. And so it's really an addictive and destructive drug. And the question I think people should be asking themselves is, if this drug is more addictive than cocaine or heroin or marijuana, then why is it legal? I mean, that's got to be the question. Why is something like a cigarette legal?
M-O-N-E-Y.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not the money. It's about who gets the money. Who's getting the money. Who's making the money off the cigarettes. That's the issue. And I think it's in a health issue and the destructive of the quality of health for black people is excessive on everything, whether it's obesity, cardiovascular problems, diabetes, high blood pressure. Whatever it is, it's excessive because of the stress and the poverty that exists in the black community. And the cigarette use, you know, among minorities is most of, and us anyway, that's just ridiculously high.
No, actually, compared to other groups, it is not. Actually, black kids do not start smoking cigarettes the way that white kids do. We don't have the same, although it has been changing in the last few years. But that's one of the things. It's kind of like that and that's one of the things that hasn't been able, the cigarette industry has not been able to penetrate the black community as deeply and profoundly as it's been able to penetrate the white community.
Well, but I'm talking about the effects of it.
Okay, well, okay.
The effects of cigarettes on us is more destructive than it is on anybody, and that's because we don't have access to the health care, and the environment that we live in is already caustic, so and polluted. So it's a trip. But if you look at all of the drugs, Nick, really, when you look at it, if you look at cocaine, marijuana, heroin, you look at all of the drugs. White people use more of them than we do, and smoking, and I guess cigarettes, alcohol, they drink more and do more of everything than we do, but they don't have the same kind of medical outcomes that we have because I guess they're in better health, or they have better diets, or they have more money, or the environment, but less stress is more friendly than it is for us or to us, but... But clearly, I think it's because it's legal.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Charles Quincy Troop. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Joe.
Yeah. On this Petrina thing you had yesterday and today.
You mean talking about the trailers?
Trailers, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got to watch the government. If they don't sell this or give it to, like, Iranians and other stuff, you know, like homes and stuff, they might do that. On your power lines, you know, that magnetic thing, waves come from that, and your cell phones, that's dangerous. A couple of these stations in St. Louis had little reports on it a few years ago and kind of dismissed all that. I'm glad you're bringing this out.
All right, now.
Okay,
thank
then.
You, Joe.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning.
Christine, good morning.
Let me turn this down. You were talking about, at least you had a guest on the other day, was talking about those formaldehyde trailers.
Yes.
And they were, I guess, being given to a lot of the victims from the displaced people from the...
Not a lot. We're talking tens of thousands of trailers.
Tens of thousands.
Yes.
My goodness. Well, you might not believe this, but you're going to have a lot of your listening audience. They couldn't give a raspitude about those people that are getting those trailers, whether they're filled with formaldehyde or any other kind of toxic product. But I tell you what, they might be interested to know that maybe they'll care about this and get involved. The United States has a different contract with China than any of the European countries for bringing in formaldehyde products. Now, they make up a different contract for America because America lets a lot of these, you know, these kitchen cabinets that you get so cheap in the kitchens where your children are, where you're eating breakfast, sitting around the table talking. These cabinets are filled with formaldehyde. No other country, European countries, will let this product in. So they write up a separate contract for the United States. Did you hear about that?
No, that was on the show. They talked about that, that there is a special deal with China, that's where they were concerned that much of this the building materials that they use to make these trailers are coming from.
And don't you think it's really a phenomenal that no other country will accept the formaldehyde product but us?
No one but the United States.
So that's just another evidence that they don't care about the citizens of the United States.
Thanks.
For that and your medication, too.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
I mean, if you want to talk about whether or not they care about us or not, the FDA right now is considering allowing a pharmaceutical company to grant a license to the pharmaceutical company to continue to provide a drug that they know provides or gives heart attacks. That's your good government. That is your good government. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Folks are what is this, mad as heck and not going to take it anymore. Liberal activists are stepping up their campaign against Fox News Channel by pressuring advertisers not to patronize the network. Two liberal blogs are asking thousands of supporters to monitor who's advertising on the network. Once a database is gathered, an organized phone calling campaign will begin. That says Jim Gilliam, vice president of the media strategy for Brave New Films. These particular groups have pressured Democratic presidential candidates not to appear on any debate sponsored by Fox. They're also trying to get Home Depot to stop advertising there. At least 5,000 people nationwide have signed up to compile logs on who was running commercials on Fox. The groups want to first concentrate on businesses running local ads as opposed to national commercials. It's a lot more effective for Sam's Diner to get calls from 10 people in his town than going to the consumer complaint department of some pharmaceutical company. Seems like it's something that folks should be doing. If they make you mad, go get them. If they're not telling the truth, go get them. If they're hurting people, go get them. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
John, good morning.
I hadn't had a chance to call and talk about the lawsuit that the ACLU filed on behalf of the Coalition Against Police Crimes. And it's against the police department for failing to turn over documents that are public record and have to do with the Cardinal Ticket scandal.
Very good.
Yeah, so, that fight is continuing. It was always very suspicious. There were always lots of rumors that higher-ups were involved, and... that's why, the officers who were publicized just got a slap on the wrist. And so the coalition was very interested in finding that out and asked for the documents around the investigation that the police had done, you know, just to see what other names might turn up in that investigation. And the police department has been stonewalling like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, like we would believe.
Well, I know you would. Still, it's just incredible what they've been telling us. The reason those documents are public is that there was a Supreme Court decision in 2001, and it was filed by a police officer, and it went all the way to the Missouri Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that any time that you file a complaint against the department, that complaint is public record. And if the complaint alleges criminal conduct, then the whole investigation is public record. Well, that applies, you know, completely to this case, because one of the people selling tickets filed a complaint. And we'll definitely do that. And if it alleges criminal conduct, then the whole investigation is public. Well, it's bound to imply to allege criminal conduct because they stole the tickets from these people.
Obviously.
And so here's what the department is saying. They're saying that because it was a police officer who filed that lawsuit, that the Supreme Court decision only relates to police officers.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous. It's like, let's say, you know, Brown versus Board of Education, let's say, I'm not sure what.
I don't know if there is a comparison.
Well, let's say, you know, Brown was a dentist, but Brown versus Board of Education does not apply just to dentists and their children.
Wow.
It applies to everyone. Well, it's the same with this case.
Wow.
Just because the guy was a police officer doesn't mean that their ruling only applies to police officers.
Wow.
That's kind of ridiculous. Stonewalling that they're doing, and it makes me very suspicious. You know, if they're willing to put up that kind of phony baloney argument.
It validates it for me.
Yeah.
All right.
What is it that they're hiding?
Thanks, John.
Yes,
we're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
To go hungry tonight so your children can eat? If so, call the National Hunger Hotline at 1-866-3-HUNGRY for help. We can connect you to food programs and services in your community. Call 1-866-3-HUNGRY. That's 1-866-348-6479. Call between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. All calls are confidential. Se habla español. News to you from WGNU.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Well, Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And, you know, amazing. The shows that we do on this show and the stories that we put out there, the information that we let people have, it lands. It has an impact out there. Acting on in major part to a recent story by Amnesty International and Native American activists, the U.S. Congress is moving to provide additional funding to protect Native American women who suffer disproportionate levels of rape and other sexual abuse. We did that story. And the House of Representatives on last Wednesday approved a bipartisan measure that would provide $1 million for the creation of a tribal sex offender and protection order to register and to identify serial perpetrators of such assault, most of whom, the overwhelming majority of these people, ain't Native American. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We did that on this show, and the world changed. Turtle.
Hey, Liz. How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
I think the city and the state contributed money to the ballpark. I'm thinking for that ballpark.
Of course they did. Both, yes.
Ain't that a shame? That is pitiful. And here, these small, a few small businesses around town wouldn't go out of business if the state would just allow them some kind of break. You understand?
I hear you.
That's terrible. And another thing, that the football player that was had some connection with the doll part, the doll fighting, I'm not sure. What's his name?
Michael Vick.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Is there any way you can find out some of his sponsors were?
Nike is one of them, and they put him on hold. They've taken him off of the active list. They had a multi-million dollar agreement with him, but they put him on hold.
Oh, that's the only one that you know of right off?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. I want to know that.
All right. Thank you for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Huh. How you feeling out there? You feeling like your good government is taking care of you? Well, let me show you how. The United States and the EU, that's the European Union, have agreed to expand a security program that shares your personal data about millions of Americans. That's us. Millions of U.S. bound airline passengers a year, including information about your race, your ethnicity, your religion, and your health. Under the agreement, airlines flying from Europe to the United States are required to provide data related to these matters. The deal allows Washington to retain and use it. According to the deal, the information that can be used includes your racial origin, your political opinions, your religious or philosophical beliefs, your trade union membership, data about your health, about your traveling partners, and your sexual orientation. Welcome to the New World Order. Airlines normally don't gather such data, but officials say that it would wind up in passenger files as a result of requests for special services, such as wheelchairs, or through routine questioning by airline personnel and travel agents about contacts, lodging, next of kin, and traveling companions. Even a request for a king-size bed at a hotel would be noted in your database. Huh. Huh. The government will maintain a file on you. If you ain't scared, it's because you're stupid. Okay, let's just be straight up. If you ain't scared, then you must be stupid. And these are people, whether you are a risk or not a risk. This is without legal precedent. They will have a file on you about your sexual orientation. Huh. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Jesse, good morning.
I haven't talked to you in quite a while. They really censored me there. Hey, you know what, Liz? The reason why I supported Bush, which I didn't get to vote for him, but I did support him because I wanted to win a victory either way, whether Democrats or Republicans would win. And that happened.
Okay. You don't think that that's a little odd, Jesse, that okay, well, I'm going to vote for somebody just so I can be on the winning side of it?
The victory, it was an important victory to have.
How did it work out for African? Give me one example of something.
Well, hold on,
Jesse.
50 million babies.
Jesse. The election of George W. Bush. The election of George W. Bush has to be evaluated in its entirety. And the election of George W. Bush has been election. He didn't win, and you weren't on the winning side. Let's start there. Stole election. I just read a story this morning about how in the state of Ohio, with respect to the last presidential election, the state of Ohio has destroyed 90% of the precincts, have destroyed the records of the vote count out of Ohio, despite being ordered by a federal court not to destroy those records and a state court not to destroy those records. We have two stolen elections. So you weren't on a winning side. You were on the side of, let me see, I don't know. You're on the side of the thief? You won. Yay. And with respect to the impact, I think that you are correct, Jesse, that generations will be talking about this administration. I already know that generations will never be the same. We've had thousands of people here in this country that are dead. Their families will never be the same. We have tens of thousands of people in Iraq who are dead. Their families will never be the same. We have people that will get cancer as a result of the actions of FEMA. We have tens of thousands of homeless people as a result of Katrina, whose lives will never be the same. We have people who died as a result of Katrina and this administration, whose lives will never... You're right. George Bush stole an election twice. And people have died. And when you do the math of that, Jesse, I would be deeply ashamed. And in all fairness too, Jesse, I will say this. He might be the only legitimate person that did vote for him. When you count up all the stolen votes, maybe Jesse was the only person that voted for him. Ooh, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to.
You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress that is healing your wound, that's the blow, that's the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how
the truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us,
issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Robin Roberts announced on ABC's Good Morning America she's just begun her battle with early-stage breast cancer, and she's getting lots of help from breast cancer survivors.
There is a wonderful community that I've only learned this in a couple of weeks. But a wonderful community out there that wants to share, and they say once you're diagnosed, you are a survivor. Once you're diagnosed, that's it.
Roberts, 46, says she was inspired to do a self-exam after filming a story about her late colleague Joel Siegel's battle with cancer and his warnings that early detection is the best weapon. Doctors say a seizure suffered by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is no cause for concern, but he's being kept in a Maine hospital for observation and testing as a precaution. ABC's Jan Crawford Greenberg says he's generally been in good health.
John Roberts is a very active 52-year-old Chief Justice. Despite wrapping up this contentious term and grueling travel schedule, you know, he is just as engaged and focused and sharp. He's someone, when you sit in the room with him, you're acutely aware that you are far from being the smartest person in the room. You know, everyone talks about his brilliance and sharpness, and there's no suggestion that this episode yesterday will impact that in any way.
An advisory panel urged the FDA to put warning labels on Avandia instead of banning the diabetes drug because of potential health risks, but ABC's Lisa Stark says some doctors aren't taking any chances.
Dr. Carlos Hamilton has stopped prescribing Avandia. In fact, prescriptions for the drug overall are down 35% since May.
Even though all of the evidence may not yet be in, the better part of valor is to switch to something that does not have that suspicion of side effects.
Avandia's manufacturer continues to insist the drug is safe.
It turns out yawning isn't a sign someone's falling asleep. It's their way of trying to stay alert. A study finds we yawn to cool off our brains because a cooler brain is a clearer brain. This is ABC News.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motocraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
It's over. Details on the divorce decree of Britney Spears from ABC's Dave Alpert.
It's officially final, or finally official. Britney Spears and Kevin Federline separated last November. Now a judge has signed off on their divorce. Neither Spears nor Federline were present at the hearing. Terms of the settlement, including alimony and child support, are being kept confidential. But the former couple will reportedly continue to share joint custody of their two sons. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
No apologies from the editor and publisher of the disputed memoir, A Million Little Pieces. In fact, Nan A. Talese is firing back at Oprah Winfrey, accusing her of having fiercely bad manners. The book, you may recall, was a bestseller after Winfrey chose it for her book club, but the author later acknowledged he made some of the story up, and Winfrey denounced him on TV. Talese said, since the author was an admitted alcoholic, liar, and cheater, you cannot expect his book to be the New Testament. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, police have identified an East St. Louis man who was fatally shot by a police officer. 26-year-old Willie T. Johnson was shot early Sunday morning outside a housing complex on Division Street. Police say shots were reported in the area and they found Johnson holding a weapon. He reportedly refused orders to drop the weapon and turned toward one of the officers. The officer fired a shot, killing Johnson. The officer is on administrative leave. The family of Josh Hancock is dropping its lawsuits. The Cardinals pitcher died in a crash in late April after several hours of drinking. The family had sued Mike Shannon's restaurant and tow truck driver Jacob Hargrove. Hancock's vehicle had hit Hargrove's truck, which had its flashing lights on as it was parked on the side of the highway. The family moved to drop the lawsuits moments before a court hearing, and the judge agreed to dismiss the lawsuits. Finally this hour, police say the St. Louis Galleria has experienced a decrease in crime since enforcing a teen curfew. In April, the Galleria started the Parental Guidance Required program, which requires anyone 16 and under to be accompanied by an adult after 3 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. The program was prompted by several fights at the mall. Richmond Heights police say that before the program began, they were called to the Galleria over 400 times. Police say the number of calls has decreased since the program went into effect. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather. Southbound 170 from Olive through Del Mar. Look for road construction reduced to two lanes. And traffic is backed up to St. Charles Rock Road due to slow traffic. There's an accident in the right lane is blocked, and that's near Page. That's not helping matters. Northbound Illinois Route 3 on the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic at the top of that ramp. Eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass through 270. It is a slow go. Westbound 40 between Hanley and 170. Look for road construction. Roadways reduced to two lanes. It's causing some slowdowns there. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Laclede Station. There's a stall that's been cleared around Laclede Station. Look for slow traffic as a result. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Washington Elizabeth. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays. Eastbound 40 from 94 through Boone Bridge. Look for lane restrictions causing heavy traffic. That's east of 94. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70. Look for heavy volume as well in the 70 exit lanes. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for heavy volume. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span into the landing. And southbound 170 from 270 through Hanley. Look for heavy volume. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies with a high around 90 this evening, mostly clear, with a low around 70. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90s, and Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 74. Stay tuned now for the best of the wake-up call. It's up next. Liz Brown is out. She'll be back tomorrow morning. Until then, we'll give you more of the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Power.
very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
Now it's time for more of the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, and we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Do not forget that we are broadcasting live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net, so you can catch us from Xenia to Zimbabwe live every day on the web. Last week, we told you that we were going to have a conversation about slavery. We had on our show the author of the book Babylon Sisters, Pearl Klieg. And she talked about in her book a novel about young Haitian women being kidnapped and sold into sexual slavery. This was a fictional account, but the issue is by no means fiction. There are women that are out there in our world, the world that we live in, that are being subjugated to awful circumstances. And circumstances born out of their gender every time. And circumstances born out of their place of birth oftentimes. And circumstances born out of the world's inability to see this fully, see this crime fully. And this is a very, very serious and awful circumstance and situation that we find ourselves in. And we need to have a discussion about this issue. And what happens to women who actually find themselves in slavery. And this is not the type of enslavement that people of African descent experienced when we were stolen from Africa and taken all over the world to serve as free labor. This is a different kind of enslavement. And it is slavery nonetheless. To facilitate this conversation about slavery of women, We have joining us from Boston, Massachusetts, Leora Kasten, the communications director for the American Anti-Slavery Group. Leora, good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have Beatrice Fernando from Boston, Massachusetts, who actually was sold into slavery, modern-day slavery. Beatrice, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have both of you here. I'd like to start with you, Leora. I'd like to start with a discussion about the statistics. When we talk about modern-day slavery, how many women are we talking about?
Well, the total number is estimated at 27 million, and the statistic is that 80% of the people being trafficked across the world are women.
And when we talk about where these women are coming from, is there a particular place in the world that we find this happening more so than other places?
It's difficult to say. The largest, I guess, slave community is actually in the India, Nepal, Bangladesh area, but it happens all over the world, and you still have chattel slavery in Mauritania and Sudan, and you know all different kinds of slavery all over the world.
And the type of slavery that we have that we're talking about today is sexual slavery. Explain that to us. What are we talking about?
Well, there are different methods employed when a woman or a girl finds herself in a situation of sexual slavery, but I'll give you one example. In Nepal, it is unfortunately extremely common that a young girl or a woman will be either kidnapped or tricked into being trafficked across the Nepal-India border, and then these girls, sometimes as young as 5 years old, are taken to Bombay to work in the brothels, and they are forced to see 20 or 40 clients a day. And when I say forced, I mean that these girls, their will is broken. They spend days being locked up, beaten, and not fed in order to break their will so that they will see these clients, and they very often contract HIV and are having countless abortions every year because no protection is used whatsoever, and they usually die there.
And when we talk about five-year-old girls, is this common that we have children, girls used in this industry like this?
Yes, very common. Depending on what country or part of the world you're talking about, in Thailand, there's an enormous sex tourism industry, and that's really using young Thai girls.
It sounds just awful. It sounds hideous, if you will, that the word tourism is attached to something like that. But men come from other countries and pay as part of their trip to engage in this crime.
Yes, absolutely true.
Where are the men coming from?
All over the world. They could be businessmen. In the case of Thailand, you know, it could be businessmen on, you know, trips on the company dollar. Someone coming, you know, just for vacation. In the case of the United States, it could be your next door neighbor.
In the case of the United States, do we have any statistics on the number of men that do this, that leave the United States or even in the United States are part of these types of crimes?
I haven't seen any numbers, but I do know that a lot of the sex slaves here in the United States are from the former Soviet Union, Ukraine, Moldova, and often they're tricked into coming here. Some of the women think that they're coming to the United States to be prostitutes, but they don't realize that their passports will be taken away, they have no freedom, and they can't leave, and they will be abused. In other cases, they think they're coming to be waitresses, or models, and they're just completely tricked and forced into this type of slavery.
Is the sexual slavery industry here in the United States different than the sexual slave trade industry in, say, Thailand? Is it done any differently?
Yes. The U.S. government has been really active in combating human trafficking and slavery. The State Department issues a report every single year on every country and how bad slavery is there and what they're doing to eradicate it. In the case of Thailand, it doesn't seem to be that the government is doing very much to combat it. And it is much more out in the open. In the United States, often it's a crime ring that's in charge of this, and we are, here much more you can trust the police as opposed to other countries. The women, they have no recourse. They're afraid to go to the police because many times the police are being bribed and they're complicit in it. You know, they're their clients.
There are still a lot of similarities between Thailand and the United States in terms of breaking the women's will and in terms of intimidating the women to feel like they can't or they shouldn't go to the police.
All over the world. Well, that's what's the really interesting thing is all over the world, the methods that these slave masters use are the same.
And in terms of what the United States can do outside of the borders of the United States, I know that we have trade relations with Thailand. I know that there is money from our country that goes to Thailand in various different ways. What is the United States government doing to pressure other countries to stop this from happening? Because we have citizens that are going to Thailand for this very reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that the U.S. Is doing with their State Department report that they put out every single year, they classify the countries in terms of tier 1, 2, and 3, 3 being the lowest, meaning that slavery is a terrible problem in that country and the government is not doing enough to combat it. And countries like Sudan are in tier number 3. So if a country stays in tier 3 for a certain amount of time, the U.S. will then impose economic sanctions. But it doesn't seem to be vigilant enough. Certainly, the report that has been issued for the last about 5 years, that's an enormous step in U.S. foreign policy. But, I mean, we're talking about eradicating slavery. We really need to be more proactive.
Well, is Thailand in Tier 3?
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay, so has Thailand been there long enough for financial sanctions to be issued against Thailand?
As far as I know, there are no economic sanctions against Thailand thus far. I'd have to double-check the facts, but as far as I know, there haven't been any effort on the part of the United States to really combat trafficking in Thailand.
And when we talk about economic sanctions being issued against any country, do we know of any country outside of the United States that the United States has imposed economic sanctions on for trafficking in human beings?
No, not that I know of. I know that the United States has economic sanctions on certain countries that engage in that practice, but it's not for those reasons. For instance, the U.S. has economic sanctions on Sudan, but that's because they're a state sponsor of terrorism.
So, I mean, that's our government's position on that. So it doesn't have anything to do with our government's position that Sudan is engaging in the trafficking of human beings.
And
before we go to break, we have to take a break here, and I'd like to come back and talk to Beatrice after our break. But, Leora, talk to us about the American Anti-Slavery Group. What is that?
Well, we're a nonprofit, and we work to abolish modern-day slavery all over the world. And as you said, sex trafficking, sex slavery, that's one form of slavery that we see a lot. debt bondage, chattel slavery, and other forms of the grossest forms of forced labor. And we're an activist organization where we do grassroots activism. We rally the government, and we really rely on the support of Americans. We really do have the power in our freedom to speak out and to work to abolish slavery like no other people has the power.
And one more quick question before we go to break. There have been a lot of Americans, there have been a lot of people around the world that have rallied against companies like Nike for how they treat their employees as forced laborers. Are we talking, we're talking about something different than that when we're talking about slavery, are we not?
Well, we don't deal with what people call sweatshop labor.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about slavery, we're talking about people that are forced to work under threat of violence without any compensation.
And so, and oftentimes when we're talking about sweat labor, we're talking about people that work for crummy wages and under horrible circumstances and are also forced to do that.
Right.
Debt slavery, what is that?
Debt bondage is when a person is held as collateral against a debt that either they owe or a relative owes. In India, it's very common that children are taken to work because their parents owe a debt, and a child can be born into slavery in this way and then and die in slavery because their parent or grandparent or great-grandparent had owed this debt and is still accruing interest.
We have to take a break, folks. I am talking to Leora Kasten, the communications director of American Anti-Slavery Group from Boston, Massachusetts. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Beatrice Fernando. Beatrice was actually a slave, and we're going to be talking to her about that, what it was like, and what it is that she experienced. This is Liz Brown. This is The Wake-Up Call. I will be back after this break. Please.
You're listening to the best of The Wake-Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU. Stick around for more following these messages. Good morning, St. Louis. 27 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Southbound 170 between Olive and Del Mar. Look for road construction. It's back up to St. Charles Rock Road. There's an accident on the right lane. That's near Page. Northbound Illinois, Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is rolling steady this morning. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass through 270. Look for delays. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Laclede Station. There's a stall cleared. That's at Laclede Station. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow in the left lanes. Eastbound 70 between K and 79. Look for delays. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 40 between 94 and the Boone Bridge. There's lane restrictions lifted. That's east of 94, but it's causing some heavy volume there. Northbound 270 at Dorset all the way into 70. Look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. And northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for some slowdowns. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, a high near 90 this evening, mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid to lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 75 and scattered clouds. Stay tuned for more of Best of the Wake-Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
The Missouri Botanical Garden is seeking knowledgeable gardeners to volunteer their time and talents at the Kemper Center for Home Gardening. Whether a current or retired professional horticulturalist, master gardener, or experienced amateur gardener, you can put your expertise to work as a plant doctor. Shifts are available at the plant doctor desk inside the Kemper Center. Daily shifts are available Monday through Saturday from 10 to 3. For more information, call 314-577-5187. News to gardeners from Radio Free St. Louis.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
We now take you back to the best of the Wake-Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU. Liz Brown is out for the rest of the day. She will be back beginning tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, enjoy the best of the Wake-Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake-Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I am talking to Leora Kasten, Communications Director of the American Anti-Slavery Group from Boston, Massachusetts. And also joining us is Beatrice Fernando from Boston, who is in Boston, Massachusetts right now as well. And Beatrice, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Beatrice, you are from Sri Lanka.
That's right.
Tell us about Sri Lanka. I've read just beautiful things about your country.
It is. It is a beautiful island. It's a very famous tourist destination, and Europeans, they call it the heaven in earth. But in the history books, it's listed as the pearl in the Indian Ocean.
Mm.
And as we know, you know, the tsunami has devastated this island, and there are 40,000 people, you know, died and 2.5 million displaced. And right now, you know, the fear is that these people, in the long run, they are going to get trapped with this modern-day slavery.
Well, let's talk about you. Let's talk about what happened to you. How did you become a modern-day slave? I'd like you to kind of just start with the day that you left Sri Lanka, headed towards Lebanon.
Well, it was a very sad, hard day for me because I was leaving my three-year-old child for 2 years. And we were separated at the time with my husband. And I had to leave him with my parents. And we did not have a nice, beautiful house. we were living in a farm with one room, like a bedroom. We could compare it to the size for the whole house that was, you know, built up with strips of wood and coconut leaves on the roof. And at the airport, I was trying to comfort my son, telling him that I'm going to bring him money, to give him a good education and, you know, give him a better home, good life. And he asked me at the airport, why can't I come with you? And I just couldn't bear it. I told him, because I can't take you, because I'm going to be very busy. And then he said, when you make a lot of money, would you buy me a car to play with? And that broke my heart, and that gave me even more courage that I have to do this, even though I felt it was not right. And I got into the airplane, and, you know, I didn't know I was walking into a death trap. And that was my day. I left my son.
So when you flew to Lebanon, and you got to Beirut. Talk to us about what happened when you got to Beirut.
As soon as I got off the plane, I came out, and there were people waiting, and I saw my name. A man was holding my name, and then I walked to him. And the minute he, you know, recognized me, you know, we introduced each other, and he asked for my passport. And at the time, even I was, to my age, I was really naive, but I knew enough that I had to hold on to my passport. That's the only identity I have.
How old were you, Beatrice?
I was 23.
Okay.
And yet, you know, we were brought up in a certain way that we do not question our elders. We look up to them. We believe they're going to take care of us. So I, even though I felt it wrong, I couldn't question him. So I gave him the passport. He put it away in his briefcase, and he drove me to his office.
What did you know about what you were going into, the job? What was your understanding of what your job was going to be and how it was going to work when you got to Beirut?
My understanding, what I was promised from this job agency was that I was going to be a maid in a rich house, that they would pay me free room and board, good food, full stomach food, and good clothing, and the money would be all saved, and they were supposed to pay me 2,000 rupees in Sri Lankan money, which is about $20, you know, American. But it was a large amount, and
$20 per day or $20 per month?
Yes, that's the 2,000 rupees a month, which would be calculated for 2 years. It's a two-year contract that I have. I can't leave for 2 years. I have to work for this family.
But you understood that you couldn't leave, but that's what you knew going in, that you weren't going to
leave. Yes, I knew. That's why it was so difficult that I was sacrificing 2 years of my life with my son. But then I thought, when I come back, I will be rich. I have money. I can, you know, bring this money and give a good, better life to him. So I thought the sacrifice was worth enough. But I thought I was already assigned to this rich family, that I'm going to be very comfortable and well-fed. And then, on top of that, I will make all this big money.
So you got to Beirut. They took away your passport. Did they examine you in any kind of way? What did they do after they took away your passport?
No, he just drove me back to his office. This is another agency in Beirut.
All right.
And when I went to the agency there, to my surprise, I met another group of women just like myself. And they kind of looked scared, and they didn't want to speak, and I was like hesitant also. But then in a little while, this agent came and asked us to form a line in his office. And then in a little while, these women and men, they rushed into this office, and they walked in front of us, trying to pick whoever they think would fit them. It's like, you know, it's not very, they didn't smile with you, or they were not very compassionate at all. They were looking at us like how you would go to an appliance store to buy an appliance to your home, like a washing machine, a vacuum cleaner. They would think, you know, how strong it will work, how many years of work you can get out of this. That is exactly how they looked at us.
Did they touch you when they were examining you? Did they ask you to turn around and lift your arms or anything like that?
Some did ask us to turn around. Sometimes they just looked from our head to toe, and they came close and look straight into your eyes, and, you know, very intimidating.
Did they say anything to you or anything?
Nothing.
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 And these were men and women?
Yes.
So they, men and women walked into the room, they looked you up and down, and how were you picked? How were you selected? What happened?
Well, first time it was a man who picked me. He just looked at me and he came and he looked around, went around me, and then went to the agent and just pointing the finger at me, you know, they spoke in their language, which I think is Arabic. And then the agent came to me and said, well, Miss Fernando, you are going with this man. That's about it.
I picked up
my suitcase and I followed him.
What were you thinking when you were picking up your suitcase and following him? Were you scared? Were you?
I was so scared. I was so scared. I didn't know. Now this is, I'm going with a man, you know. And being a Sri Lankan also, you know, we are not very familiar with having anything to do with men. It's, you know, a big issue in Sri Lanka. And now I am here going with a stranger. But then again, I had to trust my agent. Right now, he's the only one I have the connection to.
Do you speak the language that the man that you're following speaks?
He did speak English.
Okay.
He did speak English, but he didn't speak to me at the time. In the car, he did speak to me when he was driving me to his home.
So you're in a car with a strange man going to where? Do you know where you're headed?
No, I had no idea, and I was trying to kind of like remember where I'm going, to try to remember the landmarks or whatever, in case, you know, you are scared and you try to be cautious, and but there's nothing you can do. But, you know, so he drove me to his home. And,
well, before you got into the car, were you able to call your family, call your mother, call your father, let them know that you had arrived? Did they have any idea of where you were at this point?
No, there's nothing like that. We couldn't call. We didn't have that facility. And also in Sri Lanka, my parents were so poor, and we lived in the farm, like in a rural Sri Lankan village, and that we do not have a telephone. And so the only way to get them information was that I have to write to him with my new address and where I am and with all that information. And in order to do that, I need to be settled somewhere.
And you still, and on your way, you didn't know where you were going.
No, I had no idea. And I, up to now, I don't even know the name of that place he took me.
And when you signed up for this two-year contract, a two-year relationship with this agency, did they tell you at that time the name of the person that you were going to be going to work for? Did they give you any indication of the specifics?
No.
We're going to take another break. We're talking to Beatrice Fernando. Beatrice Fernando was actually sold into modern-day slavery. And we're also talking to Leora Kasten. She's the communications director for the American Anti-Slavery Group. Both women are joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more of this conversation.
Stick around for more of the best of the Wake Up Call. It's on the way.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We now take you back to the best of the wake-up call. Stick around at the top of the hour. We've got ABC News, your local news, traffic, and weather. This is AM 920 WGNU.
The information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. I am talking to Beatrice Fernando, joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. And Beatrice is talking to us about the fact that she was a modern-day slave in Beirut and Lebanon. Beatrice, welcome back.
Thank you.
Talk to us about what happened when you finally got to the home of the woman that you were supposed to work for.
Well, the first house, the man who took me to his home, the woman was really very nice and kind to me. But, you know, with the lot of work, you know, I was not used to working like that, you know, doing the cleaning and washing and mopping and all that stuff. So in 3 days, I got sick. Not a couple of weeks, I got sick. And I didn't, you know, were able to work for 3 days. And when I was okay, the man got a cab and put me in the cab and sent me away without a word.
Had you been paid for any of that?
No. They did not pay me. And I also, during my working there, during my stay, I also found out that they are not mailing my letters that I have been written to my family. So my parents had no idea where I was and what was happening, and I had no way of communicating with them.
So you get back to the agency, and they send you to another home.
Yes.
What was this home like?
Oh, it's a huge mansion, huge. It was on the fourth floor. The whole fourth floor is her home, and she had three kids. And the workload was tremendous, even much, much more than the house I came from. But I tried, you know, to do what I can. But
what did you do? Well, give us a typical day.
I would get up like 4:30, 5 in the morning, and I would start washing the balcony and washing the railings and the walls, and then I'll come into the kitchen, and I will start with the kitchen. I have to wash the floors and the walls and then the windows and the... So this will continue all through the house, the living room, the bedrooms, the studies, and there were like the walls, or some walls were like all glass, and I have to wash them and wipe them. And even the plants, when I water them, I have to wipe each and every one of the leaves.
Is it just you that's working, Beatrice?
It was only me.
So if you worked for 24 hours straight...
I can't finish it.
You couldn't finish it?
No.
Were you being paid during this time?
She didn't pay me, and she didn't even feed me.
What do you mean she didn't feed you?
Everyone, now and then, she would place a plate on my table after kids had gone to bed, and that would be just the leftover from their plate. And sometimes she won't even do that, and there are days that I will go without food, and I would go through the trash to find something to eat or make a cup of tea, and I would make sure I would also use the same tea leaves over and over so she will not know that it's missing.
How did she treat you?
Well, very, very viciously. First she started yelling and screaming, and then she started beating me up without reasons, and she would find a reason, and sometimes she wouldn't have any reason. But she would start hitting me with anything she could get her hands on. Brooms, mops, chairs, knives, spoons, anything. Sometimes she would drag my hair and bang my head on the wall and kick me to the floor and hit me until I pass out.
How often did this happen?
Almost every night. It started slowly, but it ended up having every single day.
Surely she must have had telephones at her home that you could call the agency to come get you out of this situation.
That's what I thought. My first instincts, as when the first time she attacked me, I thought, this is not right. I have to tell my agent. So I ran to the telephone. I looked for the telephone, and it was locked.
So what were you thinking? Did you write letters? Were your letters? You able to send your letters to your family?
I wrote letters every night. Whenever I went to sleep, I couldn't sleep. My body aches, but I took time to write at least one letter to my mother. But I have to give the letter to this woman to mail it for me. But I knew she's not mailing them. But what can you do? So I wrote her. I had a note written down. When I knew I was in danger, I wrote down my name, my agent's name, and the telephone number. And I wrote, I am in danger. Please help me. So I carried this note with me early in the morning and late at night. I would like walk around the balcony to see if I could throw it to somebody down the street, which was seems really far away from the building. But, you know, that was the only thing I could try at the time. I thought somehow if I see someone, I could yell or throw this, and if somebody finds it, maybe someone will get me help.
How long were you there?
Close to 3 months.
How did you leave? What happened?
Well, I tried several ways to escape this woman. I tried to climb down the balcony. I tried to open the door, and the door was locked. I used the wrong key, and I tried to act like I had gone crazy, thinking that she would take me to the hospital or to the police. At the end, the only thing I didn't try was jumping off the balcony, and I somehow found my courage to do that, and
you,
I did.
You jumped off the balcony.
Fourth floor balcony.
What were you?
Not to die.
You weren't. You weren't trying to kill yourself.
No, I was not suicidal at all. The only hope that I had to come to terms with, I believed, if I stayed, this woman is definitely going to kill me, the way she hits me, and one day I may never wake up. So I thought, why not die trying to escape? So I thought, if I plan my escape, if I plan my jump, if I take as many precautions as I can, maybe there is 1% chance of my survival. And I was ready to take that one chance. to get back to my son.
Did you talk with God as you were jumping off about
God him? Was the only thing that kept me going. My love for my son and my faith in God. He was there all the time. I mean, every time I hurt, every time she hit me, in my head I'm saying, help me, God. Show me a way. Show me a way. Give me courage. And at the end, one night she hit me so bad that I passed out in a pool of blood. And that night, my courage, my strength, my spiritual strength was draining. And I was so mad with God. And I questioned him for the first time in my life. I looked up to him and said, why are you doing this to me? I am going to stop believing in you unless you show me a miracle. I challenged him to show me a miracle.
So he gave you a miracle.
Oh, yeah.
You lived when you jumped from this fourth floor balcony.
And you know, when I jumped between that fourth floor and before I hit the ground, the last thing my last words were before I jumped was asking God to forgive me if I was doing the wrong thing. But between that fall, for a few seconds, just before I went under, I felt two arms holding me.
Beatrice, I hear my music coming up. What would you like people to do to help you stop the trafficking of women and children in slavery across the world?
Oh, I want everybody to speak up. I want every survivor to come out and speak about, be testify to this, and so the people will know, because people do not believe this, even unless they hear from a survivor, because reading is not enough. You need to build an awareness. So it is a duty to humanity. We are humans. We are one. Doesn't matter what color, what language you speak, where you come from, how you were brought up, we are all one. We are all children. We are all brothers and sisters. We all need to get together and fight this and end this.
Is there a website or an email address, Leora, that people can contact to get involved in this issue?
Yes. If your audience wants to find more about modern-day slavery and what they can do to stop it, they should visit our website at www.iabolish.com.
And Beatrice, you've written a book about this experience.
Yes.
What's the name of it and where can people get it?
In Contempt of Fate. And my website is BEARO publishing.com. They also can call 1-800-247-6553 and order the book.
Beatrice Fernando, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call. And Leora Kasten, thank you for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the best of the Wake Up Call. Stick around for the ABC News, your local news, traffic and weather, then another hour of the best of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
In the air, I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
It is time for us to use our power. Power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Robin Roberts of Good Morning America says she was diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer shortly after finding a lump during a self-exam. That exam, she said, was inspired by a story she did on her late colleague, Joel Siegel.
I detected it. Ironically, the day that we did the tribute show for our dear friend Joel Siegel, and I happened to do a piece on the show about his courageous battle and how early detection is key. And that very night, I found a lump.
Roberts begins treatment Friday. She says her prognosis is good. ABC officials say her spirit is strong and her grace remarkable. It turns out the seizure suffered yesterday by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts was his second. He had one years ago. Roberts collapsed yesterday on the dock at his vacation home in Maine and was taken to the hospital. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Tim Johnson was asked if that means Roberts suffers from epilepsy.
The term epilepsy is technically correct for anyone who has had two or more seizures. But in terms of the lay understanding of the word, it usually signifies a serious problem with recurrent seizures. That's clearly not the case here. So I think many doctors would be loath to apply the label epilepsy now. If he turns out to have more seizures, that would indeed be the term.
GM is posting its third straight quarter of profits. The automaker earned $891 million in the second quarter, which is quite a turnaround from last year's second quarter loss of $3.4 billion. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice are in Egypt. More on their trip from ABC's Ann Compton.
Recent administrations have given billions of dollars in aid each year to Israel and its moderate Arab neighbor Egypt. The twin journeys of the Secretary of State Rice and Secretary of Defense Gates is to bolster other moderate Arab allies with long-term hopes for stability in the greater Middle East.
Introducing Tropical Storm Chantal, formerly known as Tropical Depression No. 3. Chantal has reached sustained maximum winds of 40 miles an hour and is more than 300 miles off Nova Scotia. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury. During pit stop savings days, get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, pit stop savings days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply.
A movie called The Darwin Awards becomes available on DVD today.
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
You are so obsessed with these Darwin kids.
The Darwin Awards movie is based on that tongue-in-cheek honor bestowed on people who accidentally kill themselves in really stupid ways. Joseph Fiennes is a cop. Fired for bungling an arrest, he goes to work for an insurance company where Winona Ryder plays a claims investigator.
They're very diametrically opposed, but somehow, as opposites do, they attract.
Julie in the film and remembers that as a youngster, she almost wound up with a Darwin Award.
The time I slid down a laundry chute, could have broken my neck, could have died.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
Fed up with green beans, second graders in Vegas staged a revolt and won. They wrote letters to school officials calling for a green bean ban. One little boy said he'd eat anything, even broccoli, if they'd just get rid of the green beans. The school turned it into a lesson in democracy and let them eat other veggies. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bransmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the state of Illinois is headed for a budget crisis. Today is the last day for a temporary budget that was passed in June. Legislators accomplished little yesterday, and it's said to be unlikely that lawmakers will agree on a full budget by midnight tonight. Officials may be forced to pass another month-long temporary budget or let the state continue to operate without the authority to pay bills. If a budget is not passed by August 8th, the state will not be able to send financial aid to school districts. St. Louis County is reporting its first human case of the West Nile virus this year. A 40-year-old man from North County was treated at an area hospital last week. County officials say they have been spraying for mosquitoes for the past few years, and they have increased spraying in the area where the man lived. Health officials advise area residents to get rid of standing water and wear light-colored long-sleeve shirts and long pants. The man has recovered and is out of the hospital. Finally this hour, a local sports writer was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Rick Hummel was hired by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch in 1971 and has been covering the Cardinals since 1973. He was hired by Bob Bragg, another Hall of Fame inductee. The Cardinals named the Busch Stadium press box after the two men on Friday night. Hummel was named the newspaper's national baseball columnist in 2002. The induction ceremony took place in Cooperstown, New York. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic and weather. Southbound 170 from Page through Del Mar. Look for roadway construction reduced to two lanes. And an earlier accident's cleared now, but you can still expect some delays. 94 southbound at Jungerman, look for an accident reported. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is finally easing this hour. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split, look for no delays. Eastbound 70 from K379, look for traffic to be easing. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Washington Elizabeth. Everything is on the move there. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. You still have some slowdowns, but it's starting to ease up now that the 9 o'clock hour is underway. Westbound 40 between Hanley and Brentwood. Look for road construction reduced to two lanes, and that's causing some slowdowns. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for no problems to report. And eastbound 70 from East Diversity Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road is on the move. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny. High around 90 this evening, mostly clear. Low around 70. Wednesday and Thursday, pretty much the same. Mostly sunny both days with a high in the mid to lower 90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 77 degrees under scattered clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 78. Stay tuned now for more of the best of the wake-up call. That's up next. Liz Brown is out today. She will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, we're going to bring you another installment of the best of the wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. More with the best of Liz, that's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man.
Now the best of the wake up call right here on AM 920 WGN.
Hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me now. Well, our guest this morning, may be joining us a little bit later this hour. We're having some technical difficulties with our guest, so we will be talking about other issues. One of the issues that should be of great concern, and kind of like a commentary on
where we are as a community, where we are as a world. And this is all planning on being in preparation to the discussion that we were going to have with David Friedman this morning, the research director of Union of Concerned Scientists, about hybrid vehicles. I don't know if a lot of y'all know. GM reported yesterday, or the day before yesterday, that they had a $1 billion loss. The year before, they had a $1 billion gain. That's a big deal. It's a big deal because what GM is saying, our largest auto manufacturer, is saying is that they're at a crossroads. They make their money off of making the big vehicles. GM does. That's where their profit is. Most of their profit comes out of the big honking vehicles, the big trucks and vehicles like that. That's where they make their money. So now they have the problem because people aren't buying them. Gas prices are insane. Gas prices are, is there a word beyond insane? Besides George W. Bush, I mean, the gas prices are insane. So GM is at that crossroads now where they have to choose between making the vehicle that nobody's buying because they have a whole lot of surplus, too. Have a whole lot of surplus. And moving over to what people want. Smaller cars, but we are hooked on those big vehicles. It cost me $50 to fill my tank up. $50. $50. And I'm looking at this article out of the AP. Crude oil futures climbed further yesterday. And now it's even starting to penetrate into the mind of George W. Bush. Why are prices going the direction that they're going? One of the reasons is that we have a new kid on the block that wants to join us in oil gluttony. China. China's the big eater on the block. And China's economy grew 9.5% in the first quarter of this year. I don't know, y'all. A lot of us have our heads hunkered down into our own worlds, into our own rhythm of doing things, into our own issues. But you better lift your head up. You better lift your head up because the fact of the matter is that things are changing in the world. And there's some stuff coming around that from the economy stand, from the environment stand, from a political stand, the times that we are living in are very, 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 y'all got some stuff coming at you. Truly, you do. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
You know, liars can figure, figures can lie. On the Social Security, I'm supposed to get an inflation raise once a year. And these people are lying so much about that number. Inflation's not going up. It's only 1%. What are you talking about? All you got to do is walk through a grocery store. And if you keep track of your prices, You can see them climbing every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is an absolute. Every time I hear the number saying we're not in some kind of record inflationary period, you have to think, y'all are crazy because that's not the world that I'm living in.
Makes your head spin, does it?
Well, how could we not be in an inflationary period given what the prices of gasoline is?
Well, of course, you have to move the supplies.
Yes, you do.
By vehicle of some kind, burns fossil fuel usually.
As far as I know, they haven't figured how to transport people, beam people from one place to another. They still need vehicles that require oil to get the stuff the incredible amount of stuff that we're buying from one place to another.
Yeah, from the ships to the trucks to the whole nine yards.
Very good.
But nobody has to take my word for it. If they can't walk through the grocery store and see how their prices are climbing. The other day I was going to make some sloppy joes, and I went down to Deerberg's, and hamburger was $4 a pound.
$4 a pound.
$4 a pound.
Hamburger was $4 a pound?
Yeah, I just laid it down. I just walked away.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, you shouldn't be eating hamburger anyway, but $4 a pound?
Yes, ma'am. This package I picked up was $4 a pound. So I said, is that right? Did they make a mistake per pound? I looked at the pound
size. Hamburger is the cheapest meat, almost the cheapest meat out there, isn't it?
Yeah, but everything else in the stores are good.
Hamburger is $4 a pound?
This particular package, well, maybe they marked it wrong. But I looked at that and I just laid it down and walked away.
Oh, for crying out loud.
If you shop, and you shop every week, and you pay attention to prices, I think a can of Spam is $3.19.
No, Jesus.
Spam, $3.19 a can.
Wow.
And, you can just go on and on about it, and then there's not a pound of Spam in that can.
Yeah, that's a fact, too.
With my eggs, and I looked at the price, and I thought, no, I'm not going to do that.
Wow.
Well, you have a good week, huh?
Thanks for your call.
But just pay attention to the prices, and then they tell
you. Oh, because I never shop in the meat section,
okay.
So I'm never over there, so I have no idea what the price is of meat.
All the price of meat has gone out of sight.
Wow.
And they say there's no inflation. Well, the reason they say that is they don't want to give the people a raise on their Social Security.
And they want people to be fat and dumb.
Happy.
Or immobile. They don't give it. I don't think they want the happy piece. They just want people to be paralyzed.
Well, I'm amazed. I shouldn't say this probably, but, baseball and beer. Just give them circuses and bread and they'll not pay attention to what's going on. Have a good week.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think all the subliminal messages the world is doing fine is in those reality shows because they're still looking at a lot of them.
Mm.
But anyway, let's look at fuel. And I say this all the time. You have regions of this country that I don't know how they're delivering the fuel from one region to another. But if you're in Texas, all the fuel that's produced in Texas should be sold in that area. I don't know if these pipelines are crisscrossing the world and they are lying to the people. Ethanol is another thing. Gasoline is 10% ethanol right now. They don't even talk about that. Okay?
Yeah.
And they could raise the ethanol value of gas to maybe 30%. So there's a lot of things they could do about this fuel, but look like it's a market. And this futures, how does this futures work? What do they mean? So you buy gas at one price, and then a month now you set up another, and it's guaranteed. How does that work, Liz?
Okay, I'll talk about that. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I kind of want to give you a little bit of a connection of the historical relationship between the price of oil and the rate of inflation so that you can kind of get a feel for what we can expect in the future. Check it out. In 1974, I got my numbers right, 1974, the price of oil on the world market increased by about somewhere in the neighborhood of 252% from an average of about $3.29 per barrel. In 1973, it went from $3.29 a barrel to $11.58 per barrel. The inflation, the CPI, U rate, rose sharply from an average of 6.23% in 73 to 10.97% in 74. And it remained at a high at 9.14% in 75. Now, when we got to 79, oil again made a dramatic 121% jump in price as it moved from $13.60 a barrel to about $30.03 a barrel in 1979, from 78 at 1360 to 79 at $30 a barrel. And then it gained another 19% in 1980. Now, despite the fact that Americans had become more efficient, we're doing better in our use of oil. Since the price increase of 1974, inflation also increased by 11% in 79, 13% in 80, 10% in 81. So you feel me? You feel me? Things are being controlled outside of your world. And there's a reason why Bush is concerned about the oil prices. Oil price increases. The increase in oil prices increases inflation. All you have to do is look at history and look at the numbers. 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There's stuff coming at you. There is stuff coming at you. With the prices of oil going up the way that they're going up, inexplicably, unconnected to anything, we are going to have high inflation. And it's fasten your seatbelt, folks. It's going to be a bumpy, bumpy, bumpy ride. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We're going to take a break, folks. 4540400 is the phone number. 4546609.
You're listening to the best of the wake-up call. Stick around for more following these messages.
Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, Live your life like it's golden and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Real life. On the cutting edge, it's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We now take you back to the best of the wake-up call. We'll have ABC News, your local news and weather at the top of the hour. This is AM 920 WGNU.
We gotta take the power back. The plastic curriculum, I put my fist in them. Eurocentric, every last one of them. See right through the red, white, and blue the sky. Lecture up, watch the structure of life.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. The world is not happy about the selection of Cardinal Ratzinger as the new pope. And what is fascinating to me is that yesterday, Tikkun magazine, a Jewish magazine, their Rabbi Michael Lerner wrote a very interesting article. And the headline, in case you want to know the direction of the article, let me give you the headline. The new pope is a disaster for the world and for Jews. Are you clear? I don't want to send any mixed signals here. The headline reads, the new pope is a disaster for the world and for Jews, by Rabbi Michael Lerner. First sentence. Since the days in which he served in the Nazi army in Germany, to his role as the leader of forces that suppress the liberatory aspects of Vatican II and purge or silence the church of its most creative leadership,
to the present moment to which he is recognized as the leader of identified with the forces of reaction and suppression of dissent within the church, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger has distinguished himself as a man who can be counted on to side with the most anti-humane and repressive forces in opposition to those who seek to give primacy to a world of peace and justice. Good gracious. Rabbi Michael Lerner goes on to say, "So it was with great distress as we watched Cardinal Ratzinger lead the Vatican in the past 25 years on a path that opposed providing birth control information to the poor of the world, thereby ensuring AIDS would spread and kill millions in Africa. We can't help but notice that under Cardinal Ratzinger's tutelage, the church began moves to elevate the infamous Pope Pius VII to the status of saint. Instead of repenting for the failure of the church to give unequivocal messages telling all Catholics that they would be prevented from receiving communion for collaborating or cooperating in any way with Nazi rule, or for failing to hide and protect Jews who were marked for extermination, Ratzinger has sought to whitewash this disgraceful moment in church history. Many Jews," writes Rabbi Michael Lerner, "many Jews are outraged at a church that denies communion to those who have remarried or to those who oppose making abortion illegal, but a church that did not similarly deny communion to those who participate in crimes against humanity. In fact," Rabbi Michael Lerner goes on to say, Cardinal Ratzinger publicly praised the fascist movement in the church known as the Opus Dei. They supported the canonization of Jose Maria Escrivá, an open fascist who served in the government of Spain's dictator Franco and who publicly praised Hitler. Check this out. I just love it when people are totally clear here. Rabbi Michael Lerner says, "Ratzinger is being falsely described as a conservative, when in fact he, despite his publicly genteel manner, is a raging reactionary." Ouch. "Unlike many American conservatives who oppose gay sexual practices but not their legal rights, Ratzinger in 1992 argued against human rights for gays, stressing that their civil liberties could, quote, be legitimately limited." That sounds like a boy that got a straight A's in his Hitler classes. That sounds like a boy that got straight A's in his Hitler classes. Whew. Whew. Rabbi Michael Lerner concludes with, "We reaffirm our solidarity with millions of Catholics who would hope for a very different kind of pope who would make the church more open to women's leadership, to prioritizing social justice, and to returning to the hopeful spirit of Vatican II. We can say publicly what many of you can say privately, that this new pope does not represent what is most beautiful and sacred in the teachings of Jesus." Well, good googly, googly moogly. Okay?
I think we know. Ratzinger is being falsely described as a conservative when in fact he is, despite his publicly genteel manner, a raging reactionary. He says that the civil liberties of gay human beings could be legitimately limited. Oh, boy, Hitler just was so proud of you, baby. He was so proud of you. Now, remember, this is a man. This is a man who was part of Hitler's youth. Now, he says he was forced into it. He went to Hitler boot camp. He said he didn't, you know, wasn't paying attention. Barely made it out of basic. Oh, it sounds like you were first in your class. And he said that he opposed it. So he was 14 through, I believe, 18 or 21. He was involved in Hitler's youth. Now, y'all tell me, how can you impact the mind of a 14-year-old? How successful do you think you could be of political indoctrination? And I'm not talking about the type of indoctrination that put your boot on a certain way. I'm not talking about the type of political indoctrination that the military gives you of making your bed a certain way with certain types of corners or on the bed when you make it. I'm talking about establishing a worldview. How successful do you think that you could be in establishing a worldview when you have the mind of a 14-year-old to 21-year-old and you're putting into it the things that Hitler was putting into the world? And the way that you try to evaluate of whether or not that indoctrination that he received when he was 14 to 21 has had any impact, you have to look at how he's behaved since then. And in the year 1994, he is saying that certain citizens, just like Hitler said, he made gay people wear the pink triangle in the concentration camps and said that they could be exterminated because of their sexual orientation. Cardinal Ratzinger is saying in 1994 that you could legitimately limit the civil liberties of an individual based on their sexual orientation. That sounds like a person that got it when he was 14 and has lived it till he's 78. Make no mistake about it. He understood the pink triangle when he was 14. And anybody that understood and believes in treating people, changing people's civil liberties, and limiting your civil liberties because of your sexual orientation, there's no difference between he and Hitler's philosophy. They are one and the same. And that's the new Pope. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number.
You're listening to the best of the Wake Up Call. Stick around for more of that following these messages.
Program. How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Bill Brown.
We now take you back to more of the best of the wake-up call. That's up next. At the top of the hour news, we've got ABC News, your local news, and your weather. And then Brett Rosen, head-thumping talk radio, is on the way. He's in the studio now prepping for your calls. So that'll be right after the 10 o'clock news. But right now, more of the best of the wake-up call. Liz Brown will be live in the studio beginning at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. This is AM 920 WGNU.
They'll slip through their windows. They'll think that white was all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, whatever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, in the hard life, it's all that they'll know.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up and get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I wanted to let your listeners know, and I'm not quite sure if Peter mentioned this yesterday. You were talking about how they were trying to spend some money very quickly that they had allocated for some books. And I remember, I learned this when I worked at the Chicago Public School and the St. Louis Public School. Some of the money they have has a shelf life, and if they don't use it by a particular date, it has to go back to that entity, some of the states, the federal, and even some of the private funds. So when they're trying to spend this money quickly, that may be some of the reason why they're trying to get it spent.
The only person that was trying to spend it quickly was Vince Shamel.
Vince Shamel, right.
Well, I'm certainly not going to go to a place of legitimacy and suggest that he's pushing that.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I know.
Well, no, I do. I mean, that's the person that was talking about. We need to
spend
the
money right
quickly.
Away.
Yes.
Right. That was another thing I wanted to share with some of your listeners. We always say that we're real busy and we don't have time to check on people and older people. And I went to an elderly person's home the other day with my kids. We went over to visit them, a man and a lady. And I was talking to them, and I said, well, you know, has so-and-so been over to check on you? And she said, no. And has so-and-so been over to check on you? I named another girl's name that I know. And she said, no. She said, but Ted's been here. And I said, Ted Williams has been here? And she said, yeah, he was here a couple weeks ago. Ted Williams is an attorney, and he has a law firm in Washington, D.C. And he used to work here. He's been on television on The Power of Attorney, and he's a Fox legal correspondent.
Okay, why are you giving him, why are we talking
about
it?
Well, the thing I was saying is that people always say they're so busy. And I asked the elderly couple, I said, well, why was he here? They said, we don't know, but he just said he came in to check on us while he was here.
Okay.
And I just want to say we're always so busy.
Okay.
But we're never too busy to work for others.
All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And I can't get past the place that where we are with the selection of the new pope. There are people that are really terrified by the idea of this person. Granted, he's 78 years old, but you know how long does Strom Thurmond live? You know, I mean, that's no indication. Even people should not fool themselves by thinking that a person is not going to live long and not pay attention to what a person can do. There's an article out of the Seattle Times, and it reads, the headline reads, Joseph Ratzinger, putting the school vice principal for discipline in charge. Strong opinions surround the man who was Pope Paul's theological and institutional enforcer. Elevating Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger to the Pope is like a bit like putting the school vice principal for discipline in charge. A Seattle Times letter wrote in 1986, this is 86, Cardinal Ratzinger seems determined to push the church backwards to dinosaur-like extinction. To dinosaur-like extinction. They said that in 1986. And here's the reason why they said this in 1986. Ratzinger was behind Vatican reprimands of former Seattle Archbishop Raymond Huthenhausen for a lack of firmness in running the diocese and upholding church teachings. For many Catholics in North America and Europe, it will be a great disappointment. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. These are remarkable times that we're living in, folks. Absolutely remarkable times. Whew. Tell you what, we're going to go to the top of the news, and I'll be back at you with some more information. Stay with us.
You've been listening to the best of the Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the hour. And then Brett Rosen and Head Thumpin' Talk Radio is on following that. We're going to play a selection from the 920 Club, and then we'll be into the news. We'll be right back.
another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, and that's the reason for making whoopee.
A lot of shoes, a lot of rides, the groom is nervous, he answers twice, it's really killing that he's so willing
for me. Get your little love nest down where the roses swing. Get your that same sweet love nest, ain't what the years can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious.
So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Stick around for Brett Rosen following the top of the hour news and your weather. This is AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I will never say that progress is being made
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny,